If you're driving your car, you need to be nodding back and forth.
Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a star.
This is a suicide song.
No, what, are you kidding me? I loved it. This, and my parents sang this when they were kids. And they sang it to us this week while we were there.
Upon the seat of my bicycle built for two.
Hey! That's just mean! Oh, that hurt!
There. Finally, I killed it.
It killed me.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Yeah!
Day two.
Now it's only a bicycle for one.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Today, big surprise. Vacation, day two. And what we did.
Because it's all about us.
It's not all about us.
It is.
It's not all about us.
It kind of is.
Two
our
blind
show.
Squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
It's all about.
That's
the
what you
listener.
Said when I came it's into this thing. You said it's all about listener. Us. Come talk about yourself. I'm in.
Okay. All righty then. Well, on day two.
Well, it's actually not on day two. It's just stuff we did.
Stuff we did.
Yeah. Day two of the...
Day two of talking
Tuesday.
About stuff we did.
There you go. There we go.
Day two of talking about stuff uh-huh. we did. We went to... well, first of all, Faith had a fit because we got there on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So she... And we left on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't get Friday night fish.
No, this is very important.
I tried
Friday
to take
night
her
fish
to lobster.
Is not... That's not the same.
Red lobster.
Red lobster's not the same.
She didn't want to go there. So then I took her to this nice restaurant
Good
called
fish,
Seven
not
Bridges.
Same. Not the same.
And it had they had fish.
Yeah, not the same.
It was broiled. It was broiled trout or something
it's
like that.
Not batter fried good. Fish.
Then your mom... Then I went and caught fish. We'll talk about that later. And your mom...
Fried them.
Fried it
and
up.
And it was wonderful.
It was fried...
The
fish.
Same.
Why is that not the same?
It's
fried
not
fish. Fried fish. Is fried fish.
Seriously, if you grew up in La Crosse with the Catholics and the Lutherans, you would know that's not the same. It is not the same fish. I did not have a baked potato with just butter on it. I did not have batter fried fish. Cod. Not catfish for you Southerners. It is batter fried cod.
That's all. That's what we have. Is we have fish. We have catfish.
We don't eat catfish because that's disgusting. Do you know what the catfish look like on the bottom of the Mississippi?
Oh, don't tell me
they're like 100 pounds. No, we don't
catch catfish.
We don't keep them
and you eat them.
Who does?
All the people fishing for them.
All the people fishing for them, which is not my family.
Well,
none of us eat them.
Family.
We eat bass.
Your dad didn't even like bass.
No, he doesn't.
He likes perch.
Yep, they're his favorite little sunnies.
That's all he wants to fish for.
But they're a pain to clean because they're not very big.
They're tiny and they're no fun to catch either.
Yeah, they are. I mean, catching a fish is catching a fish,
I like
man.
Catching bass. That's a real
when you
fish.
Catch a 100-pound catfish from the bottom of the Mississippi, which is nasty. It's like full of mud. Gross.
I wouldn't. No. I don't think I'd eat that.
Seriously?
Free
if you've not been
man.
To the Mississippi, it's dirty. And this is way north, and it's dirty.
It's not that dirty.
It's dirty.
There are places that we,
gross.
Where I went, it was very clean, and I could see
seriously,
down
clean?
Into the water.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought it was clean?
Yeah, it was pretty
go
clean.
Go swimming in a minute.
No.
You'll
yeah,
stink.
I mean, I could see it under the water. I mean, I could see.
Well, yeah.
It was nice.
Uh-huh. Not clean.
So, anyway.
But it's not the same. It's not batter fried fish.
So then we went to KC
no,
Masterpiece.
No, batter fried
and
fish.
Fried
is
fish.
It's not the same. That is not Friday night
right, well,
La Crosse
what, this
fish.
Friday night, I'll take you out and give
it's
you some fish.
It's not. You're taking me to La Crosse. Take me all the way to La Crosse and I want Friday night fish.
I don't think
it's
so.
Not the same. There's no tartar sauce.
Look, we can go get some batter fried
not,
cod at the grocery store. They have it. I've seen
not
it.
Almost same.
Fish sticks.
Not almost
cod
same.
Cod meat.
Not
that's what it says
almost
right there
same.
On the package.
When I have to make it, not same. When my mom has to make it, not same. It is not the same. If there are any Midwesterners that
yes.
listen to this show,
yes.
they will understand that Friday night fish for the Catholics and the Lutherans you have to go out for Friday Night Fish.
Now,
and you have
second.
To go to a home cooking restaurant, a local restaurant, not a chain. It has to be a local place that makes battered fried fish. It's very important. And this is and it's very important.
Stop! Hold on!
And it was not
Are
the same.
You Catholic?
No.
Are
but
you
I grew up in
Lutheran?
A town that was mostly I grew up Lutheran
Are
purposes
you
for a
Lutheran?
Little bit. I was.
Now.
No.
Okay then.
But I still can
you
like battered fried
fish.
I do.
It's for
they
the
don't
Catholics
even know.
The
they
Lutherans.
Don't even know why they eat it on Friday anymore.
Good
for that
grief.
Matter. And like it's a, not the same.
You see,
and I didn't get it.
People understand.
Now my mom's
like
fish
crazy.
That she fried it was awesome.
It was good.
Really really good, and I got
really
enough omega 3 for this week to last me several weeks.
Bass. It was very
it
good.
It was really good. It was big bass, like 3 pound.
Yeah,
three
well,
pound.
Hold
bass.
On, I'll tell that story later. So
that Brad caught.
No, I'll tell that story later.
Okay.
So
I didn't
we
get
went,
my fish.
So we went, we didn't get her fish, but we did go on the Lacrosse Queen.
Yes.
The Lacrosse Queen is a paddle boat.
A real one.
Not a boat that looks like a paddle boat with a propeller under it.
No. Nope.
A real paddle boat.
What?
No, it was a real paddle boat.
Uh-huh.
It was...
Which you were enamored with.
I was enamored that it was a real paddle, uh-huh. paddle boat.
You just stood back there and watched it go
it
round and round.
No oars Mm-mm. and no rudders.
Nope.
You steer it mm-hmm. by the two paddle wheels.
Yep.
One goes faster than the other when you... Like,
yeah,
that's how the captain
cool.
controls it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It was two-decker. It wasn't a huge, like, riverboat queen
no,
you know, riverboat huh. thing. I
it's
mean,
a
it was
tour
a small
boat.
One.
Yeah.
It had a upper deck that was open and uh-huh. a lower deck where it was all
they
enclosed
dinner,
and air-conditioned
and
all
yeah.
that. So we were up there. I was watching the paddle wheels go round. It was really cool. Took pictures and posted. I mean, you can see all of the pictures of our vacation on brightkite.com. If you just look up Mac Daddy, that's the username. You can see all the pictures from the vacation.
We went
stuff.
Up the Mississippi up to the Lock and Dam number 7.
That's right. We went up the Mississippi against the tide.
With a
against
swing,
the current.
We had a swing bridge, the bridge that swung open.
Yeah, there was a railroad swing bridge. And on the way up, we saw bald-headed eagles.
Or a bald eagle.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
I heard a guy say this. I know I'm being funny, but I heard a guy say this on the radio. He said, bald-headed eagles. No, not on the radio. I mean, while we were there on the boat,
mm-hmm.
one of the guys there that was talking to their daughter, granddaughter,
okay.
or something, said, look, bald-headed eagle. I'm like, it's not a bald-headed eagle. It's a bald eagle. Bald-headed eagle. That's just wrong.
It
I
is.
Because then you're saying that it has no hair on its head. It's
and it
not
does.
That. It's white on
yeah.
the head.
Yeah.
So it's, anyway, not bald as in bald hair, bald as in
like
missing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. There's a different word, different definition for the word bald. Anyway, so yes.
It was beautiful and it was big.
Eagle.
And then there were
it's
a bunch
a
of little ones
and
around it.
Well, it wasn't, they weren't little. They were as big
well,
as
no,
it.
They were, yeah.
But they
but
were still young.
Yeah.
So they didn't have the bald head yet.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't have the white on their head.
Mm-hmm.
And so. That was really cool to see
mm-hmm.
those. With
that
their,
was
with
neat.
Their
we
mommy.
Got pictures with their mama.
And then later on, we got to see a different eagle swoop down and get a fish out yeah. of the
lots of Wisconsin
of the river.
Is third with of the most bald eagles in the United States.
Very cool.
So
very
Brad
cool
thought that was very
Texan.
Exciting because he doesn't see many.
We have them in Texas, but very, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very rare. So
that was exciting for him. He was thrilled.
Very excited.
Helen loved the riverboat.
Yes, we had
she
a
thought it was
good
fun.
Old time on the riverboat. Mm-hmm. And we came back and we docked and everything like that. And that was fun. And that was pretty much it.
Nope.
Then we went to the Pearl.
The Pearl.
Downtown La Crosse. We went to an
has like
old
it has a historical downtown. It's all restored. It's
mm-hmm,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All brick streets and everything.
And we went to an old-fashioned candy shop / ice cream store.
Talk about candy.
Well,
oh,
there was
man.
Enough sugar in there to keep me lit for 4 days.
Oh, at least.
I was just...
And the ice cream is all homemade right there.
Oh, it was good. It was oh. good. It was marble crab marble slab. Yeah, that's it. Marble slab creamery has nothing on
nothing
this
Nothing on this. Nothing. This is way better.
Way better.
Yeah. What kind do you have?
I had the peanut butter chocolate.
Oh.
Peanut butter chocolate. And it
I
was
had peppermint
chocolate.
Bonbon.
Peppermint bonbon.
Mint
yes,
chocolate
yes,
chip
yes.
to the rest of you.
And what did Helen have? She had that too?
Yeah.
And
Grandpa had butter pecan as always.
Butter pecan, that's right. I don't know what your grandmother had. I mean, your mother had.
I don't know. Grandma had something.
And so while we were there in the Pearl, I hear your mom comes over to me and says, "You got to come over here and meet this woman." And I always perk up when I hear that. So I said, I do. And I hear from I see across this place, I see the woman that she's pointing at, and she waves at me, and I immediately knew. I mean, mm-hmm. from the
she's
way
from Texas.
She had a Texas way.
Yep.
And so I was like, ah. So so I got my ice cream, and I went over to meet her. And she, well, not only was she from Texas, which, you know, it's a big state.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, she's from Texas, but I'll go meet her, you know, say hi. Because she goes to your mom's church.
Uh-huh.
And so I went over to be nice to your mom, not really to the woman so much, but to let her hear my accent, which mm-hmm. is a blessing. And if you're from Texas, it's a blessing to hear another person's
accent.
If
you've been up in the Midwest, yeah, it is.
So I went over to let her hear my southern drawl and remind her of home and all that. And anyway, come to find out, she's from McKinney. She graduated a year after me. She's a year younger than me.
McKinney's like an hour from us.
She's from McKinney. And she was during the Poe era, which everybody in Texas knows the Poe era. Because the Poe era was two brothers named, I don't even know the other's name. But anyway, Don Poe was our coach. And I don't remember his name. Ron.
But it was his brother.
It was Ron. And they were twin brothers, actually. And they were twins. And they were both head coaches, one at McKinney, one at our school. Now, McKinney was a bigger school. And so we were rivals. And we tried to play each other, but they were kind of in a different class mm-hmm. than us. And so even though there was a rivalry, it was skewed a little bit
because
they usually won. So... but we you know, Coach Poe took us to state a couple of years. He took that team to state a couple of years, so it was a big rivalry.
Yeah.
And there was the Poe era.
And that was so cool because you got to talk about that.
We got to talk about that. We knew some of the same people.
You've been at the football games.
Yeah,
together.
The same quarterbacks and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
that's funny.
It was
And
was
then
neat.
We spent the next 10 minutes staring at the chocolate and the homemade candy and the sugar.
Staring or drooling?
I was, mom almost bought something about 10 times. Oh, I'm getting that. Oh, I almost bought white chocolate covered pretzels,
Your
but I put them down.
Dad gravitates towards the taffy.
He
What's
does.
Up with
he
the taffy?
He loves taffy and licorice.
Oh, it's like eating plastic.
I know, it's gross.
It's like, okay.
It is. It's like plastic
like flavored
ropes.
Plastic.
So what, he used to keep like, and he not red licorice, which is at least tolerable. He used
black.
To get the black rope
black
licorice and keep
licorice.
A bag in his truck. Oh,
black
oh, gross.
Pieces of licorice. It's like chewing
and you know
on
why
your
he did
shoe.
That? You know why he did that? Because none of us kids would eat it. And it was the only thing he got to have that nobody else would eat.
But he's by himself now. He can have anything he wants. He still gets that crap.
Yeah. Ugh, because he's used to it now.
Ugh.
It's gross. And then attached
yes.
to the Pearl.
It's like gum,
awesome,
but not good.
Yeah, exactly. Attached, we walked through to the Cheddarhead store. Anybody ever watched a Green Bay Packer game? Everybody with their Cheddarhead hats on?
Yes.
That's
well,
what this store, it started
it
in La
Crosse. It started in La Crosse. This
and,
person started
yes,
it.
And they have all the t-shirts that Helen has her picture taken with a Cheddarhead hat on.
Yes.
That's pretty so, good.
Yep.
That was fun.
So that
it was a sad moment for
that
a Texan.
Was fun, yeah. My daughter wearing a Cheddarhead. A very proud
not
moment.
Yeah.
No.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Take some calls, I guess.
I guess so.
Let's do that. Gracie, do you have anything to add?
Black
Gracie.
Is quite disgusting.
Black licorice is disgusting. Tim, do you have anything to add?
I'm not going to say a word here.
All right. Well, we tried. So.
He says that a lot.
He does. Well, he doesn't like to add a lot.
No.
You know.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's always good.
So this one is for.
Something we've heard.
Faith. Well, I got backwards there, but okay, this one's for Faith.
Hello, Brad and Faith. John Wilkerson here, and I'm just calling to say that a Frito is not a chip. The Fritos are kind of like Pringles. You know, Pringles are like extruded potato meal or whatever.
Excuse me?
They're crisps. They're not really chips. Fritos
Seriously?
Are like extruded
He's
corn
going with
meal,
that?
So they're not really a chip. I think in order for it technically to be a chip, it has to be like a slice of potato.
It does not.
That has been deep
Whose
fried
rule is that?
Oil.
It says on the Frito bag, Frito's corn chips.
Just because it says it on the bag doesn't make it that's what it is.
That's what it says.
You can buy.
Just like it says hot sauce on the bottle.
It says hot on the bottle.
Hot on the bottle.
Get the quote right.
Whatever.
But you can go buy a Bible that says, like, you know, New American Standard, mm-hmm. and it says Bible, but that don't make it a Bible.
Yeah, whatever. Fritos are chips, as are Pringles. Mermont.
Oh.
I don't know. That's my opinion on what a chip is.
See, that's just his opinion.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't consider Fritos a chip.
Them is fighting words.
I think that the labeling was a plot by all the Perot backers and the people in the black helicopters.
Wait, the people in black helicopters were not pro Perot. They were against Perot.
Yeah, they were trying to get him.
That was
That's why he was paranoid.
Yeah.
That's why, like, EDS, you couldn't get in because it had, like, all that
stuff. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're after you.
Well, they were after him.
To make sure that Fritos get classified as a chip so that they can sell more.
It's that important?
That's all. Bye.
I don't know.
I don't care. If they were called a chip, I'd still eat them because they're the best.
Well, I don't think that's the argument of whether or not they're good. I think it's pretty much understood that they were good.
They're a chip.
The thing that he was talking about, though, was the fact that
they're a chip.
That they were, yeah, I understand
a chip.
That they're, well, you think that they're
a chip.
They're a chip. But there's differing opinions.
They're just a chip.
Whether or not they're actually a chip.
Chip.
Because
they have salt.
It could be that they're not
corn
a chip.
Corn chip.
Could be
crisp. They're crispy. Chip. Crunchy. Chip. In a bag that lets air out when you open it. Chip.
Just because you think they're a chip doesn't make them a chip. That's
no,
my point.
I know they're a chip.
How do you know they're a chip?
Because it says on the bag.
Just because it says on the bag doesn't make them a chip.
That's what
my point.
It says they're a chip. It's a chip. Fritos are a chip. Seriously, you're going to take Fritos on with me? Really?
No, I'm not going to take them on. I like Fritos, and it doesn't matter to me. If they're not a chip, I'll still eat them.
Well, I don't care, but they're a chip.
Put a little jalapeno in there, some bean dip. That's
leave them alone.
Good
just
stuff.
Eat them the way they are.
Hello, Squirrels. This is Chipmunk.
Hey, Alvin.
Hey, sound down, Chipmunk.
Morning.
You sound a little down.
Yeah.
He's
not woke up yet.
I think he's coming down off his caffeine high that he was on last time he called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to You're Not the Boss of Me. I know I'm a couple of days behind.
You're Not the Boss of Me. That was a good show.
It was.
Reading my Bible so I can show myself accountable and hold myself accountable. But anyways, this is not for me. This is for you guys. You guys were scaring me when you said you didn't know what it means and have a bone to pick with you. In the old cartoons, they would see people with the bone and they'd be picking the food out of their teeth. Thus, I've got a bone to pick with you, because normally when someone's having an intelligent conversation, after they eat, they use the bone to pick the food out of the teeth, so it'll be like...
Okay, well,
I wondered
in,
about
in
that.
Polite society,
we don't use bones to pick our teeth. There you go.
Do you use a bone to pick your teeth, Gracie?
No, not recently.
Because down here, we whittle toothpicks.
Whittle them by ourselves at home.
That money you owe me.
We use the same one over and over.
Some kind of like meat eating animal, like a wolf.
Seriously. Oh, you a wolf.
I know. Like,
that's what your pay is?
Little Red
like,
Riding Hood.
You just do things and you do them for
the movie, Three Pigs.
Like, animals. That's how you get paid. You pick your teeth with bones and you take your salary
in. He was trying to convince
animals
to come in. Which wouldn't be good if I saw an animal picking. If I saw anyone picking their teeth.
All right, I don't know what's scarier. What's happened so far? The fact that half of this phone call is still yet to come.
Yeah. What more does he have?
I don't know. But let's find out.
The bone is possibly a human bone.
What?
I wouldn't come in. Beep. Okay, that beep.
Okay, there's our beep. There's our
beep again. This guy has a self-censoring session. Here's what you do. Every time you feel a beep coming on, just put your hand over the phone.
And don't speak.
Yeah, I slacked on my last response, but that beep is for Brad because he's known to cut people off. So when I see that beep, that
means said you're known to cut people off.
That's just mean. I've never cut people off before in my life.
The podcast. Talk, comment, laugh, whatever. And then when you're done, you know, beep. Then you won't get interrupted. So, beep. Okay.
You're still going with the beep thing.
I was calling about that. I also have a testimony.
Oh, a testimony.
I think we can give testimonies. Why not?
Sure.
for about a month and a half, I've been praying. I've been fasting. I haven't gotten the art of fasting down yet. But I've been praying and pressing out to be debt-free, because I was $3,000 in debt.
Wow.
Last night, I went to go pay a bill for my credit card. The account was canceled. I called up to make sure the final payment was paid. So, yeah. God bless me by clearing up my debt, which is amazing. Because I have been struggling with it for about 2 years. I've told everyone I know, and now I'm telling the top secret squirrels how God is good. That's my testimony for the week.
Yay, you!
And as a result, my paycheck was $1,000. It's only like $600, so I'm giving him more than 10% tithes and offerings. But don't want to take up all the time. I'll let you guys go.
Well, you can always take up time for stuff like that.
Deuces.
Deuces. He always says deuces? I didn't know he always said deuces. Interesting. Well, that was a great testimony, and I'm glad you shared it with us. That's really cool. I think that I can't say enough about trying to be debt-free. I mean, I'm not completely debt-free. Still owe money on my house, my car. But and we do have one small credit card, but we're working on it. And we're way better than we used to be. So, yeah, it's great to be debt free in the service of the Lord. So that's cool. All right, we'll try to do one more here. 20 minutes? Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay.
Yo, this is the Kentucky Dance. Yeah, like putting the in front of the Kentucky Dance. Who's listening to the podcast with Indian Joe on it? And I think that the Mermite might have a little competition with Indian Joe and the Ham. So, that's pretty good.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
I vaguely remember something about
Indian Joe?
Indian Joe. Mermite. Indian Joe. I'm sure it was a call.
I'm
that
sure
we
it
took,
was.
But I don't remember. Don't remember him.
Talk to you guys later.
I don't remember the show we did yesterday, let alone
Indian
Joe.
We've been on vacation for like 2 weeks. Things have been kind of crazy.
I don't know. Refresh our memory.
I don't remember anything prior to Squirrel Con. I'm just whapping my brain. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, there you go. There's this week's. There's today's show. Not this week's show. It's today's show.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Happy Blue Shirt Tuesday. Did you wear your blue shirt today?
It's red.
Well, that's
almost blue.
Almost blue. It's not the same. Not the same. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow, tune in when Gracie says.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, what a lame response. Oh, horrible. Horrible. All right. Well, tune in tomorrow when we think of something for Gracie to say. And also, vacation. Day 3. How exciting. I'm going to name them all Vacation Day 1, Vacation Day 2.
Nobody's going to watch. Nobody's going to listen.
I'm just going to say.
No, you're going to put Friday Night Fish.
Friday Night Fish. No. I'm going to put Vacation Day 2.
No, you're not.
But I am.
No.
But I am.
But you're not.
But I am.
Squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.